with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to September and happy Labor Day to you. We want to pray that you have a safe and healthy holiday, and I doubt you got much in the way of outdoor activities with the tropical weather pattern that we've had lingering off of our shores. If you did have water activities, it probably was going to be a ways away from Central Florida, but we're glad that we're here and that God is on the throne today. Amen. We want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. One of the things that can happen when storms come through is they generate a lot of lightning. I saw a post here a week or so ago where there was a golf course in North Carolina. They had had 10 holes in one on the golf course, and the 10th one was a lightning bolt that struck the golf flag, the flagstick, went down into the cup, which is also metal, and then it radiated out throughout the green. You could see the electrical patterns as it radiated out from the golf course. There's a lot of power in that. Very, very destructive. There were, that same weekend, there were six people that were hit by a lightning bolt. The next day, I believe that was on a Saturday at the Tour Championship, and six people got hit. Unfortunately, they were all minor injuries. They went to the hospital and were released. But when it comes to lightning and air conditioners, that can be a bad combination. And so if you've had a lightning strike in or near you, I've had some transformers pop in times past and all of that. And if you've had some electrical damage, maybe an outlet got blown, a light fixture got compromised, something along those lines, or worse yet, if it hit your air conditioner, you can call the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. They can come out, they can diagnose the problem and get you up and running. I had them out to my house recently. They resolved some wiring issues that were discovered in the house and got everything all up and running, and they will treat you professionally. They will treat you well, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air, Heat, and Electric. They've been in Brevard County for a long, long time. And so it's not a fly-by-night company. You will be blessed that you called them. So right now we are going through a series on Lead Us Not Into Temptation, but Deliver Us from Evil, Deliver Us from the Evil One. And one of the ways that God does that is by telling us what not to do and telling us what to do. And as we're looking at this do not be deceived concept, we find that phrase repeated many times in the New Testament. And so today we are going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is a message that impacts absolutely everyone listening to the sound of my voice. It affects parents. It affects husbands. It affects wives. It affects bosses. It affects employees. It affects athletes. You want to pay attention to this passage today. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And it's, as I was studying for this, these two verses are just kind of like their own little context there. They Some commentators might be able to look and find some relativity with the previous portion and maybe some with the latter portion. But to me, when I was studying it, when I was researching it, it's like this own little micro bubble in the Word of God that is camped there by the Holy Spirit, divinely placed, so that you and I would hear godly counsel when it comes to our relationship. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says this, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits," or "bad company corrupts good character" is another translation. "Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." So let me read those again because they're very short. "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." So first of all, this word deceived, there are different words for deception. One we'll talk about tomorrow because I've already done research for that one as well. The word there for deceived is different than this one. This one means to roam or to wander from the safety or from truth or from virtue. Many times it's not really an intentional journey. It is something that just happens. I've told you before about one of the trips I had to a grocery store as a kid where this was during the do not steal portion, and I helped myself to a candy bar, got marched back in, and got to tell the store manager what I had done. That was a lot of fun. Another time in that exact same grocery store, I was shopping with my mother. I was very, very young. And as we were shopping, I got distracted. My mother just kept right on shopping, and she changed aisles. And I don't even think I was, you know, probably second grade, third grade at this point in time. She changed aisles, and I didn't know where she was. And all of a sudden, panic set in. Where is my mother? And it happened because I was distracted from the mission. The mission was not to keep me entertained while grocery shopping. The mission was for me to stay with my mother while we went in there and got the food that we were going to need for dinner that night, because it seemed like we went to the grocery store just about every day back in those days. So many times people are deceived intellectually, they're deceived spiritually, and it wasn't that they really intended to get there. They just began to get off course, and pretty soon they were no longer in a safe place. They were in an isolated place. No longer were they living a lifestyle of truth, but they had wandered away from that, and now they're into the realm of deception, and they had wandered away from what was good and what was virtuous to now they are finding themselves in a compromised situation in the area of their character. Do not be deceived. That means it is our responsibility to remain dutiful, to remain observant, to remain diligent, to hold to the truth, hold fast to the Word of God. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good habits. Another translation describes this word as evil. The Greek word actually describes a condition that is worthless, that it is depraved, evil, that it causes injury, that it's morally bad, it's wicked, and it's ill. Okay? And so you can actually hang out with a group of people that it is not to your benefit to hang out with. But please do not think that it's going to be consequence-free. Okay? What this says is that the people that you hang out with, the company that you keep, it is going to affect your character. It's going to affect your habits. It will have an effect upon us. And parents, that's very important to know when you are talking about your kids or your grandkids. If you see them hanging out with the wrong group of people, and wrong groups of people can be found in any city, village, country, church, you name it. You can be hanging out with some people who are not in the right place spiritually. It comes with in every ethnicity. It comes in every socioeconomic bracket. It comes in every state of the union. You and I, we've got to be very diligent. It can happen at a workplace. I remember a quote from a major league manager years and years ago. I believe it was Casey Stengel, if I remember correctly, but I could be wrong. And he described how that if he had a person on the team that had a bad attitude, and then he had a second person with a bad attitude on the team, that he would make those two people room together. Didn't matter what they wanted, didn't matter what what the other team members felt about it. He wanted to isolate the bad influence to make sure that it did not contaminate the rest of the team. Because there were championships on the line, there were playoffs on the line, there were paychecks on the line, there were careers on the line. You cannot afford. Well, when we're talking about spiritual conditions, we're talking about people's eternities are on the line. And there are some people who are not going to be adding value to our lives. They are going to be taking value away. I remember a conversation a person told me one time. They had been raised in the home of an alcoholic, and they said, when you're raised in the home of an alcoholic and you are told that you are worthless, you understand that that means that you are worth less than the alcohol, you are worth less than the personal addiction that they have, and all of the consequences that come with it, the rotating relationships and all of that sort of stuff, you understand that you are worth less to that person than all of those other things. Well, I want you to know that our reputation and our character is of the utmost value. And so we cannot take light the threat to corruption, threat of corruption in our lives if we are hanging out with the wrong group of people. So hanging out with the wrong crowd can cause you injury. You are in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong group of people, and you could be dead. You could be in jail. You could be altering the course of your life in a moment because you are hanging out with the wrong people. Do not be sitting lightly. It is not discarded. It is something to be considered. It says the company that we keep corrupts good habits. Now, I wish that this worked the other way as well, where if we kept good company, if we kept wise company, that it would affect our character as well. And that can happen. It's just that the devil seems to be very, very good at utilizing people to compromise other people in the area of their character. This word company, it talks about companionship or crowd. It talks about that there is a very close, tight-knit interaction that takes place between the people. This is not just somebody that you rub shoulders with whenever you're going to Walmart. It's not someone that you just see in the hall. This is a group of people that interact together. And when I see that word worthless, I always think of that verse back in Jonah where it says, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. It's in Jonah chapter 2. And I don't want to cling to things that have no value in my life, whether it's an idol, whether it's a group of people. I want to hang out with people who are going to raise the bar of my character, not compromise my character. The word corrupts there that is talked about, it talks about the good character that we have or the good habits that we have, that they will waste away, they will shrivel, they will wither, they will spoil or be ruined by moral or immoral influences. And so you and I when I saw that word wither or shrivel, I think of watching some fruit or a tomato that you might have in your refrigerator, whether it's an orange or something. You watch it and it's cut off. It's put in an atmosphere where it's not going to thrive. Its benefit is not going to be prolonged. It's actually going to be shortened. And whenever I see that, I think that's what can happen if we hang around with the wrong crowd of people, wrong group of people, whether it's at work or it might be, hanging around with people who are evil or bad, and it's going to day by day sap the very life, the very strength, the very character and reputation that we are supposed to guard so closely. The character that we have is supposed to be good character. That word means to be employed. It means to actually be put into practice. I heard a recording about this person, and they were saying, "But wait a minute, this is a good person." Well, ma'am, you don't understand what this person just did. But he's a good person. And we want to ascribe goodness to someone because we have a relationship with them. And sometimes we get deceived. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Evil company corrupts good habits. And those are not just the daily routine. Those are the moral habits that we have. We want to be hanging around with people who tell the truth. If you start hanging around with people who lie, who cuss, who murmur and complain all of the time, you are going to find that those things creep into your vocabulary very, very quickly. I remember when I went away to college, there was a word. It wasn't a bad word. It was just the word that people used. It was the word stink. It was the word stink. Oh, stink. So I come home from college and stink. Oh, stink. You know, that was what was coming out of my mouth. Well, the reason it came out of my mouth was because the group of people that I was hanging around with, it was coming out of their mouth. And if you start hanging around with people who are using bad language, pretty soon you are going to find that bad language is coming out of your mouth. Now, let me tell you what this verse doesn't mean. Okay? Bad company corrupts good habits. And so on the surface, it would appear that what we are not supposed to do is we're not supposed to have any relationships with unbelievers. And that is not what this verse is saying. This verse is saying whenever we're talking about a group of people, it's our buddies, it's our tribe, it's the people that we're hanging out with, we cannot afford for them to be from an ungodly mindset. But we are placed here as ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We are placed in enemy territory, territory that is hostile to the kingdom of God, into territory where people need to know about Jesus. And so this is not saying don't have relationships with unbelievers. It was saying if you're having a relationship with believers, make sure that your company is impacting their character. Okay? Jesus was not afraid of the Samaritan woman. He wasn't afraid to hang out with the Canaanite woman. He wasn't afraid to hang out with a very confused Nicodemus. He wasn't afraid to hang out with the sick, the infirmed, the outcasts of societies, the tax collectors. He would have conversations with kings. He would have or governors and Herod as well. He wherever there was the need for the lost to be saved, you would find that Jesus would be there. But he was there to impact them, not for them to impact him. Okay? And so the world does not get to dictate to us morality. Carnal nature does not get to redefine morality in order for us. Well, if you the church want to hang out with us, this is what you've got to believe. Well, I'm sorry, but that is not the way that truth operates. That's the way deception operates. And God positions the church as messengers of truth. So what is the solution? Verse number 34, he says, awake to righteousness. That means to arouse out of a stupor. It means to wake up. It is time for the church to wake up and realize that it is not just about our comfort. It is not just about our complacency. It's time to arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord to be risen upon us. Arise unto righteousness, to justice, to equitability. It is time that we say, you know what? It is time that we quit playing the spiritual games. It is time that we quit trying to become more like the world. It's time that we represent our King and say, you know what? We are not just going to proclaim this message with our mouth. We are going to live it out boldly before you. Wake up. Wake up. So many times we get so absorbed in everything that is going on in our world. And it's time to wake up to the reality that there are people who do not know Jesus, who are headed for a godless eternity, unless they see somebody living a different lifestyle. Okay? Awake to righteousness and do not sin. Do not sin. That means we can't afford to miss the mark. That's particularly what that word means. It means to miss the mark. And if you think that you have perfect target, I want you to try golf. I know it looks easy. It just looks like everything ought to just operate real smoothly. But I assure you, it is not. If golf doesn't challenge you, try darts. If that doesn't work, try bowling. If that doesn't work, try shooting a firearm or a bow and arrow. But if you were a perfect marksman in all of those things, but you do not have love, like is talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, then it amounts to nothing. You see, it is not just a physical target that we're aiming at. It is representing the nature and the compassion of Jesus to a world that desperately needs to know that there is hope, that there is forgiveness, that there is wholeness and healing that is available. Let's recommit ourselves to striking the mark. God says he sends forth his word and it does not return to him void. He sent forth his word and he healed the people. Let's make sure that we don't just buy into the old default line. Well, you know what? I'm just not perfect. Well, I'm not perfect either. But I want to be as close to what God wants me to be as I possibly can. So it's time that we grow up. And it says, for some do not have the knowledge of God. That's the reason we have the Great Commission. Now, it is very much possible that he was talking about, that there were people inside the church, inside the group of believers, that they themselves were not believers. There's a reason why I continue to give altar calls, even if I look up and I don't see a visitor on that Sunday morning. It's because I want to make sure that every person has the opportunity, that if there's some way that they have lived their entire life beneath the knowledge of God that God wanted for them, that they have the opportunity. Now, I get very excited when I hear about people who've come to know Jesus, and then they're out there inviting other people to know Jesus, who invite other people to know Jesus, who invite other people. That's the kingdom of God at work. One of the most troubling statistics that I've ever heard in pastoral ministry is that the older that a congregation gets, the fewer souls that they end up winning to the kingdom of God. I think many times we get, the farther away we get from our own conversion, the less the urgency we have to reach the lost, because we may not know as many unbelievers as we once did. There was a time when I went out and got a part-time job so that my staff could do their job, and they didn't have to worry about their finances as much. And you know what I really liked about that? It wasn't the schedule, and it wasn't the pay. The pay wasn't that good. But I got to hang around with a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds that I got to be light in the darkness. And so I got to have spiritual conversations that were with people from Jewish backgrounds and people from hedonistic backgrounds, where they were just out for a good time, and there were other people, and they were just good people, but they just didn't know Jesus. And I absolutely loved getting to have that influence in people's lives. You know what? It's not just the pastors, but you are strategically positioned and placed by God to be able to touch the hurting, the lost, the dying with the reality of Jesus. Let's be the head that God called us to be and not the tail. Let's quit allowing the company of the world to corrupt our character, drag our character down. Let's be the people who raise their character up by introducing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this has been a blessing to you. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.